The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today is Boston Blackie, Stolen Rings at Christmas, first aired on December 22nd, 1948.
Presents the Screen Guild Players. The Screen Guild play tonight,
Holiday Inn.
The starring players,
this is Bing Crosby,
Dinah Shore.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild Players in musical highlights from Paramount Pictures' tuneful film, Holiday Inn, starring Bing Crosby as Jim Hardy and Dinah Shore as Linda Mason. This is the story of Jim Hardy, a man with an idea.
Oh, pardon me, Brother Bradley. A man with three ideas.
Three?
Yep. First one came to me when Lila Dixon and Ted Hanover and myself, we were doing a song and dance act in a New York nightclub. I had an idea that I would marry Lila, quit show business, and settle down on a farm in Connecticut.
Well, great. How'd the idea work out?
Didn't work. Just when I felt sorry for Ted because Lila was marrying me and we'd leave him looking for two new partners, Ted gave Lila a quick fireside chat. He sold her on staying in the act with him, and when I walked to go to the farm, I walked out alone. I've had better ideas, I think, than that idea.
Well, tell me, Jim, what was the next idea?
Holiday Inn. See, it didn't take me too long to learn that a farm was no place for a lazy boy. So I had to change the farmhouse into a roadside nightclub, open on holidays only, and featuring shows built around each particular holiday. I even had a show planned for Hitler's funeral.
Huh?
Yeah.
What made you think Hitler would be buried on a holiday?
Oh, brother, any day he's buried will be a holiday. I wrote special songs for all the holidays, and then I began looking for some talent.
I see.
I was planning to open on Christmas Eve, but the game was called off of no one showing up, not even performers. Boy, I was really feeling sorry for myself on Christmas Day, and then Santa Claus brought me Linda Mason. And when I saw Linda, well, I began to get another idea. I can still remember this day when she came up to the farm and she asked me for a job.
Could you use me in your show, Mr. Hardy?
Well, I don't know. I might find a spot for you somewhere. What can you do?
Oh, I'd dance a little and sing.
Gee, I guarantee any salary at first. Right now, I've got the ledger in an iron lung.
Oh, I don't care if you pay me off in eggs.
Pay off in eggs? Lady, you've either got me mixed up with Bob Hope or some millionaire.
Please give me a chance.
Well, we'll see what you can do here. You know, this sort of gives me a chance to keep a little promise I made to myself. I swore I was going to sing this song here at the inn tonight.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used for, where the treetops glisten and children listen, hear sleigh bells in the snow. A quiet Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
Go ahead, I'll pitch you the word.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Where the treetops glisten.
Listen,
children listen,
and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
Merry
and bright, and may all Christmases be white.
Well, Mr. Hardy?
You're hired.
Gee, thanks. Thanks a lot, Mr. Hardy.
I want to tell you, though, there's a string tied to it.
Oh, I was afraid it was too good to be true.
Yep. From now on, you got to start calling me Jim. Well, between this here and that there, Brother B, I want to tell you, Linda and I managed to talk enough musicians and tenors into taking a chance with us to let us open Holiday Inn on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
Ah, the joint was packed. I was standing in the corner pounding myself on the back for having hit the jackpot when the lights went off again all over the world. Just to give everything an ironic touch, Linda was singing Happy Holiday when trouble staggered in.
Happy Holiday! Happy Holiday!
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your wish come true.
Happy Holiday! Happy Holiday!
May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if your nerves are wearing thin, pack your load down the road and come to Holiday Inn.
If traffic affects you like a squeaky violin, kick your cares down the stairs, come on to Holiday Inn.
If you can't find someone who will set your heart awhirl, take a car and motor to the home of boy meets girl.
If you're laid up with a breakdown, throw away your vitamins.
Don't get worse.
Just get a hold of your nurse and
come today.
Happy Holiday. Happy Holiday.
May the calendar keep ringing.
Happy Holiday.
Oh, I want to tell you, Brother B, that gal could really sing the socks off.
Yes, indeed. Well, no one's going to argue with you about that, Jim, but, if being too obtrusive, let's get back to the trouble you said staggered into Holiday Inn.
Oh, yes, the trouble. Well, it was
my
former partner and throat cutter, Dick Ted Hanover. Ted staggered in with a compound alcoholic fracture. This boy was loaded. There was nothing wrong with his propensity for grabbing my girls. He walked right over to Linda and began dancing with her, and just watching them dance together, I had a hunch that my days with Linda were numbered. The next morning, I went into the room where I had put Ted to sort of sleep it off. I began to think I had a chance to, Good morning, Ted. Got a little head, huh?
Oh. Say, where am I?
You're in Holiday Inn.
Well, how'd that get? Who brought me?
Haven't you heard about the stork?
This is no time for your alleged comedy. Lila left me.
What?
Yeah, I got a wire from her at the theater telling me she was quitting me. Going to marry some Texas millionaire or something.
Oh.
Then I had a drink.
A drink? Brother, you couldn't hit the floor with a handful of hominy.
Say, I seem to remember dancing with a girl after I got here last night.
Girl?
Yeah. I'm beginning to remember a few things. Gee, she was a perfect partner for me. Now that Lila's left me, I have to get a new partner, and that girl, she's just the girl for me.
Oh, no, Ted. I think you're much better than a single. You're a born soloist, you know, old boy.
Oh, no, Jim. No, sir. I've got to get that girl for a partner. Gee, if I could only remember what she looked like.
You don't remember?
No. Say, wait a minute. You saw her.
Me?
Yeah. Come on, just...
Oh, well, I wasn't watching very closely, you know. She was, I would say she was a medium-built sort of a girl with a medium face. She had a nice evening gown on with a sort of a Bal McCann back.
You're a great help, you are. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's really nothing at all. Happy to do it for you.
Just the same, I got a hunch. I'm going to find that girl, and believe me, she's worth waiting for.
Well, where are you going to find her?
Right. I have a hunch she'll be back here for the next holiday.
How do you like that for a guy moving in on me, Brother B?
Well, Jim, couldn't you have told him she was your girl and asked him to keep away from her?
Well, you can't be that naive. True, old boy. Don't you remember Lila? Ted made a habit of stealing my girls away from me. My only chance to hang on to Linda was to keep her out of Ted's sight until I had enough in the bank to ask her to marry me. And for the next holiday, Lincoln's birthday, I decided that Linda and I, we're going to work in blackface to keep Ted from discovering her. Well, she wasn't too happy either when I broke the idea to her about it.
Jim, I look terrible in that.
No, you won't.
I don't even know how to put it on.
I'll put it on for you. I'm an old boot black, you know. Well, let's see. Here we go now.
Oh, for a month and a half, I've been dreaming about how pretty I was going to look tonight.
Well, you'll have plenty of times to be pretty. Say, you know, I was just going to ask you if you'd like to be in the rest of the shows out here.
You were?
Will you?
Will I? I just wish I didn't have to work in that florist shop all the other days in the year to make these few possible.
Well, maybe a little later on when we start doing better, you can stay out here all the time.
Did you hear what you just said?
I just caught the last part of it then.
Was it a proposal?
Well, it sure will be when I get a few bucks in the bank.
Gosh, you're a strange duck. You don't even give me a chance to say, darling, my arms around you.
Well, you'd better wait until you see my bank book.
Well, I guess I'm sort of engaged.
Yes, and I guess we better sort of start the show, too. Come on, we can't just sing here in the dressing room. On a February morn, tiny baby boy was born. Abraham.
When he grew up, this tiny babe, the folks all called him Honest Abe.
Abraham. In 1860, he became the 16th president. And now he's in the Hall of Fame, a most respected gem.
And that is why we celebrate this blessed February day. Abraham.
One whose name was Nancy Hanks. Abraham.
She gave this land its finest son. Whoever went to Washington, Abraham.
When somebody told him General Grant was drinking every night,
he answered, go see if you can get all my generals tied.
That's why it's spelled.
Just a moment with the second half of our musical highlight from Holiday Inn.